Greetings. It's Maitri, Wabi Sabi Woman, coming to you from the coast of North Carolina on Saturday, the 25th of March. It is about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I wrote this morning that my anxiety level today was manageable. It was fluttering at the edges like curtains at an open window. That came to me as an interesting way to visualize anxiety and make it something tangible, something that I could handle. And it has been so for these few hours that I've been sitting here working at my desk. I found on Instagram, Leonie Dawson had shared a picture of a book that I immediately went to Amazon, and in the sample, I read the whole sample, that the first few short chapters of this book, a book on anxiety that has just captivated me. And I bought it, it's only available for Kindle. It's called First We Make the Beast Beautiful, A New Story About Anxiety. And it's by Sarah Wilson. And I've read the first six chapters. They're short, and offered in the sample. And it's so nice to know that you are not alone. I say that to people all the time, you are not alone. But the truth is, you can feel very alone if you're going through an anxious time. That's why I like to write a little love letter on Facebook in the morning, sharing how I'm doing and asking friends how they're doing and answering them when they write in. Because I think if we all reach out in our own small way to others and answer them as we need to be answered, we can help take care of one another. But I was really, really moved in this sample of the book by a poem by Mary Oliver, who I love. And I think that I had read this poem in the past, but I haven't seen it for some time. And I want to read it to you here because it is so important. It's called The Journey. One day you finally knew what you had to do and began, though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice, though the whole house began to tremble and you felt the old tug at your ankles. Mend my life, each voice cried, but you didn't stop. You knew what you had to do, though the wind pried with its stiff fingers at the very foundations, though their melancholy was terrible. It was already late enough, and a wild night, and the road full of fallen branches and stones. But little by little, as you left their voices behind, the stars began to burn through the sheets of clouds, and there was a new voice, which you slowly recognized as your own, that kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing you could do, determined to save the only life you could save. Wow. I read that poem and something in me just sort of startled awake. And I realized then that what I need to be doing is working on my book. I started to write a book back in the early 2000s, like back in 2001 or two, Wabi Sabi Woman. And it was a book that I nearly finished, and it had a lot of short chapters, and I ended up reading some of those chapters on public radio, and I loved that book, but it somehow was not a book whose time had come. And I think that I need to start again. And in the words of Mary Oliver, to save the only life that you could save, my life is the life that I need to save. And in doing so, and in saving our own lives, we become an example for others that they can also save theirs. So I think that writing my book now is so important, because in all the work that we can do, we need to do the thing that our heart most calls to us to do. And for me, it's always been my writing. And I have written a number of books that didn't get published, a couple that almost got published. And in the last 15 years or so, I have been so, I guess, muddled by medication that I have started several books and not been able to finish them. And I am determined to do this. Baby steps gets the job done, as I like to say. I'm going to write a little bit each day. And what is Wabi Sabi Woman about? It is really about exactly what I wrote about in my free ebook, that when you join my mailing list at maitreelibelul.com, you get a free ebook that I wrote called Embracing Fitting Out When You Never Really Fit In. And for me, being wabi-sabi has been, you know, about the Bell's palsy and being lopsided, but really about so much more. From the time I was a little girl on, I never really fit in. And I can only imagine what an odd child I must have been, because being sexually abused and then being so withdrawn and off kilter because of that, I had to have been an odd little person on the playground, and other people often didn't want to play with me or were cruel, and I became more withdrawn. And in life, I have been at times outgoing and teaching and doing my work in the world. But as the years have gone along, after my divorce, after going back in therapy and on medication, I became more and more withdrawn until I became agoraphobic. And in these years, I have found more ways that I fit out and never really fit in. But you come to terms with those things, and you learn how to make a life anyway. And in spite of the fact that anxiety is fluttering at the edges today, like the windows curtains, I am able to do my work and get on with it and live my life. So I want to be able to write this book. And in writing this book, I will help take care of myself, save the life that I can save, and hopefully help others in the process. So that is me today, and I hope that you enjoyed Oliver's poem. I really, really can't wait to find the book that it's in and read the whole book. Her poems are wonderful. Enjoy your weekend, loves.